From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The director of the California Senate Fellows Program allegedly knew last year about a senator's reputation for inappropriate behavior with women, yet still placed a female student fellow in his Capitol office anyway. Capitol Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
This revelation comes on the heels of recent reports that Democratic Senator Tony Mendoza repeatedly invited his fellow to visit him at home, and on one occasion, to stay with him at a hotel. According to a source told about this conversation at the time, Senate Fellows Director David Pacheco called a Mendoza staffer last fall. Pacheco said he knew of problems in Mendoza's office, specifically the senator's reputation for improper conduct with women, and he was only placing the fellow in that office because that staffer would be her supervisor. Pacheco was placed on indefinite leave last week by Sacramento State, which operates the Fellows Program, after accusations he failed to tell the university when he learned about Mendoza's alleged improper conduct with the student fellow. In an email, Pacheco said he acted quickly and appropriately by passing the report on to Senate Human Resources. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, meanwhile, a former Senate fellow says Pacheco discriminated against her because she was a Latina Republican. You can read about that in Ben's full story, which we'll link to at krcb.org. And full disclosure, the Capitol Fellows programs are run by Sacramento State, which also holds the license to Capitol Public Radio, which produced this story. One of President Trump's top healthcare leaders made a stop in the Central Valley Monday to talk to providers about issues with the current system. Seema Verma, the federal administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says that while many Californians gained insurance through the Affordable Care Act, it led to a supply and demand problem.
We've given coverage to a lot of individuals or giving them a card, but that card does not actually translate into access to care. We're seeing that in the Medicaid program where providers can't even afford to see patients because of the low reimbursement.
She says the federal government doesn't have the answers yet.
We're working in D.C. on some broader solutions, but in the meantime, we're trying to work with local communities on things that they can do within the Medicaid program.
And that could include state waivers, community engagement programs, and better reimbursement rates for physicians. Verma visited following an invitation from Republican Congressman Jeff Denham, who represents Stanislaus and southern San Joaquin counties. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.